My name is Brooklyn. I am 12 years old. Today is the 16th of December, 2018. I am with Tiffany, who is my mother. We are recording this interview in Bakersfield, California. Okay, tell me about the day I was born. How did you feel the first time you saw me / held me?
The day you were born, I had been up all night, 17 hours of labor, thinking that you were 2 weeks early. But when you were born, you were very small, only 5 pounds and 10 ounces. And that was 5 weeks early. You had fluid in your lungs, and I barely got to hold you. They rushed you to the NICU right away.
Okay. What was I like as a child?
Well, Brooklyn was very stubborn. She did not like a lot of people. Her most favorite person was me, her mother. Even her dad would cry sometimes. My own child doesn't even like me.
Can you tell me about one of your happiest memories of me?
One of my happiest memories was when I had your youngest sister, Jocelyn, and I was busy taking a shower or something, and she's crying, and you say, "I think she needs her diaper changed." And next thing I know, I come in there, and you already had it changed. You were holding her. You were such a big girl at only 5 years old.
Can you tell me about one of your least happiest memories of me?
Well, lately, there's quite a few, because puberty is hitting, and you like to be very emotional to me.
How has being a parent changed you?
Being a parent has taught me how to be selfless, to know what unconditional love is, to know the things that my mom was talking about when I was a child that I thought I knew better.
If you could do it over again, how would you raise me differently?
If I could do it over, I would raise all of you a little bit more strict. I'm a little bit too laid back and giving, and sometimes you guys walk all over me and take advantage of my niceness.
What is your best advice for raising kids?
Not only telling them that you love them, but doing things that they like to do with them, but also being firm and letting them know that no means no sometimes. And it's not because we don't want you to have that or do that, but maybe it's for your best interest or we can't afford it. Not that we're mean parents.
What are your wishes for me?
To continue to be the very strong, independent person that you are.
Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
I was an only child till I was almost 6 years old. So, once I had a sibling, I didn't like him very much, and I didn't listen to my mom very much, and so now I kind of know what she has gone through. You could say that I was a brat.
Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
One of my most difficult moments in life was also becoming a mother. Because your life is no longer your own. You have to do everything for your children to survive. And sometimes it's very challenging.
What advice would you give to your teenage self?
Stay in school. Learn as much as you can. Be a child. Time goes by so fast, and you can't go back in time. So doing dumb things as a child can hurt your future. And there are things that I regret doing, but I can't go back and redo them.
Of the people you've lost in your life, who do you miss the most? What is it about them you miss?
I miss my dad the most. I didn't like him very much as a child. I did not start getting close to him until I was 20 years old when I was becoming a mother myself. And I miss him relating to me and playing with my children. He was a great grandpa and a great dad, and I never gave him the opportunity to show me that when I was growing up.
Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
One of the most important lessons I've learned is not to take things for granted. And also to live every day as is your last day. Be happy.
Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
One of my happiest memories was just last year when I graduated college. It took me a long time to get to that point, but I eventually did it, and it was one of the best feelings that I've ever had.
What are you proudest of personally and professionally in your life?
I am proudest of me being who I am. I don't let other people change me, and professionally, I work very hard and take pride in my work to provide a better life for my children.
What are you most grateful for?
I am most grateful to be a part of this earth. Life is one of the greatest things to have. It's a miraculous experience that happens, and I don't think people really appreciate what it means to have life.
Can you tell me about the dumbest thing you've ever did in your life?
I was in second grade. I've probably done other dumb things, but this was very dumb. And I hated my name, Tiffany. I wanted it to be something else. So I started writing Bambi on my paper. And I told my teacher that my mom legally changed my name to Bambi. And I kept coming home with all this work that had that name on it. And my mom kept asking me, and I would tell her, I don't know. So she called the teacher, was asking her why I kept getting Bambi's work. And she explained to her that I said that my mom legally changed my name. It was very embarrassing.
Do you have any regrets?
Yes, I do. I thought I knew better as a teenager, and I did not listen to my parents very well, and I didn't go to school as much as I should have. And because of that, I did not get to graduate high school with all my friends. I had to go back and get my GED. And that's something that I can never get back.
What are your hopes and wishes for me / for your other, for my children?
I wish that you are not a follower, that you are your own person, regardless of what other people might say or think. As long as you're doing something that is good and positive in your life, I will support you all the way. And I hope you see how much I love and cherish our relationship and your life, and I hope that you can do the same for your children.
Okay, that was the end of the